So basically, the left off yesterday, and the world of Machshava also had a big problem. Not only the world of Lumbus is closing, that's a lack of clarity. The world of Machshava is also very difficult to understand. The Gemara tells us that we brought this wonderful carbon for the Shnei Lechem to enable that all the fruit should grow well. The sweet shepherd wheat is not growing on the trees. So he said, no, wheat is, yeah, kind of, it's kind of growing on the trees. Well, maybe according to one opinion, it's growing on the trees in the old days in Gan Eden. But you can get wheat growing on the trees in Gan Eden to this one. So we made this observation yesterday. I want to check you up on the sugar fact. Did I have the facts all right? Right? Pretty much. Okay, good, good. Okay. That sugar could grow on trees, sugar could grow on the ground. Wheat could grow on trees, it could grow on the ground. The only reason why wheat doesn't grow on the ground, it doesn't grow on trees anymore, is one reason alone, because it was a call of other issues. If it grew on trees, then it wouldn't be towards there. The Rebbe Shlomo Nebuch gave us a call. Rebbe said, that call of other Berisha, is the universal. Universal klala in terms of echos, but not necessarily universal klala in terms of kamos. It was not michlo in the klala how many drops of sweat we're going to have. Everyone's got to sweat a little bit. But I could be yaitse my sweat, but a little bit does what a lot. There's a klala also that the etzach tell me about it. That childbirth is going to hurt. That's a klala. Hold on, this is Shaila. How can a woman ask for an epidural? You know, when we give birth now, most women have epidurals. It's anesthesia. It doesn't hurt as much. You're right. It doesn't hurt as much as it did in the old days, for sure. So Shaila, is that a bit of a klala? Marisha, so first of all, who cares? And if it would be a klala, so there's no mitzvah in the Torah to follow the klalas. It's not a mitzvah in the Torah. You have to follow the klala. It's a klala, not a bracha. Doesn't it see one? And number two, with all the epidurals, it still hurts a little bit. So you get the epidural, it doesn't happen right away. We did a little bit of pain before. But you get the epidural itself, there's still the etzav tel dibonim. It's not to the sheer kamos that it was. Taking the epidurals, it's still there. So the klal of zesta bechatech alechem was given to every single human being, but not necessarily in the same dosages. Like the Gemara says, the Gemara says chulin. That everybody suffers Yisurin. But Yisurin can mean Chalila Chalila Rachman would suffer Yisurin. A person is Nebuch Nebuch terribly sick, terrible, terrible Yisurin. And Yisurin can mean that you put your pocket into your pocket, you try to take out a quarter, you got a nickel by mistake. But then it's also good Yisurin. But we dive at the end of the Navi and Kippi Shmanes, we say, the Rosh Hashanah from the Chabra on Vainas of a Lord of Yisurin Mechaloy Moran. We asked the Rosh Hashanah that we shouldn't have Yisurin Mechaloy Moran. We don't know the Chutz Yes, Hashem, for no chamoim, chutzpah gedolah. We ask the Marshal, whatever is nizam in the Shemayim, whatever kapara we need, it should just be in dosages that we can bear. It should be chamoim she'enim rayim. A person say, Rebbe Marshal, I am hereby putting forth a request to never get a cold for the rest of my life. Chutzpah gedolah. But you can ask the Marshal, please, save me from COVID, save me from chalila, machlas, raw, save me from those things. You can ask the Marshal to save me from. Yes, the Baruch Hashem, should he get a common cold? It's such a topic. So everyone gets a little bit of chalom shein ra'im. Everyone gets a little bit of yisurim shein ra'im. We hope and pray that the yisurim should be very little. So too, we hope and pray that the zeh sepecha techa lechem shouldn't be too much. What does that mean? What do those words mean? What do you mean? I'm coming to the Baruch Hashem and asking the Baruch Hashem, I would like to please a partner, so, but not too hard. I don't want to work too hard for a person. It's a little bit of a chutzpah also. But I'll tell us, the person is mekabel upon themselves all hatoyra. So the Rebbe Shalom in some shape or form, and I can't give you the magic formula. And the formula works differently for different people. And only Rebbe Shalom is also Shalom Kenyo. But we're promised by Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you mekabel upon yourself all toyra, there will be some degree of mitigation. I didn't say you're going to get make $5 million. I didn't say that. But Kodesh Baruch Hu will maneuver in such a way, if you makabel Torah be'emes and tzmimus, mavirim en ol machas v'ol derech eretz. Ol derech eretz here referring to all of our nasa, the klal of zeh sepecha techa lechem. There's a certain agreement that Kodesh Baruch Hu enters into each and every one of us and says, that Adam Amul Yula, a person has to put in a certain amount of work in this world. You have to toil, you have to sweat. But if you decide to put that sweat into Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you along. And some people, and again, I don't know what it means. And don't come to me and show me, Rabbi, I don't understand. I'm still struggling. Don't ask that question. The Rosh Hashem will take that into the Cheshbon and the Olam Parnasa. And his allocation of Bezeis HaBechot HaLechem, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will look at the amount of Amal HaTorah that you put in, and that will play a role in ultimately what the Olam Parnasa is going to be and your success in the world of Parnasa is going to be. That's the promise of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's perhaps part of the din on Shavuos. Perhaps that's what Chazal mean when they say, we heard part of this from Rashi Kaviyadna, as you say, and Shavuos, it's Nigzar of the Paris of Elo. Namely, is your wheat going to grow on trees? Or is your wheat going to grow on the ground? It's going to be somewhere in the middle. Is the wheat that you're working for going to have some elements of Paris Elam to it or not? Or are you going to have to sweat and work to make a penny? It's going to be a full-forged klala of Bezeis HaBechotecha Lechem. Or are you going to get a little bit of a break in that klala? Is your wheat going to grow to some degree on trees? I didn't say if you're going in the backyard on Shavuos morning, gee, I lived the whole night, 6 hours, and I hope people love Shavuos. I want to see the bread growing on the trees. I want to come up to a shop and open up my portfolio and see it. I just made $10 billion. I want to see it. Ain't so funny. It doesn't happen that way. But Shavuos Yetzeres, Nidan L'Keres Elam. The din is going to be on how much of your chit is going to be Peres Elam, and how much not. And therefore, the most appropriate carbon to bring on Shavuos is the She'alechem. Because the She'alechem are that pivotal. It's that pivot in terms of what is chita. Is chita Peres? Is chita Yerakas? How much work do you have to have? We come to Rebbein Shalom and Shavuos, we bring She'alechem. We beg Rebbein Shalom, please, let this year be a year that the She'alechem are Peres, a Peres Elam. Let my chita be a parasitlan. Let me not have to work so hard. Let me be able to put my toil into other things. The Rambam says, but other day of the year is more appropriate for this thing than it's not the person. Because Rambam says, if you want, you should allow him to be parasitlan. It depends on you. If you can say to Elaychel, we spoke about before, she was to you, a male material. Other than the person has to sweat. You have to work. You want to put that sweat into a Tesis, into a Rambam, into a Chaim, you want to put the sweat into there, the Rosh will maneuver that less sweat has to be put into the other things. If you decide, I'm not interested in sweating on Torah, I'm not interested in Moshe Torah, that's not my game. Rosh is looking, sweat anyway. Ashrayim HaTeichu Keinu. The more sweat we put into Torah, the less sweat we have to put into all of our muscle. Again, we don't know the numbers, and we can't check the statistics on this one. But they say it's especially apropos for many of you at this stage. For many of you I know are in a little bit of a limbo. I imagine some people are still in limbo in terms of their Olah Parnasa down the line. And Olah Parnasa begins at young ages for many of you. It starts Olah Parnasa in a certain sense, people go back to elementary school. So you have to math, you have trouble getting a job later in life. You have to read, you have to get a job later. Olah Parnasa begins at a very, very early stage in our life. And it goes up. And we have summer internships and jobs. And all that stuff is all in turmoil now. Nobody knows what's going to be in the end. And I was just listening, there was driving some yesterday, listening on the radio about how people may have to start at lower salaries now because of the economy. These are the people who are getting jobs. Again, I don't know the ins and outs of the economy right now. But people are getting jobs. Their starting salary may be lower, and that's going to impact on the raises for the next 10 years. Who knows? But nobody knows the impacts. Short-term and long-term of the turmoil in the world that's going on in front of our very eyes. Just in case we don't have enough turmoil, so the world enters into a new state of turmoil in the last 3 days or so out of left field, but not a time or place. So there's a lot of turmoil, a lot of crazy things going on. And when things are crazy, it tends to impact in our parnassas as well. So what do we do? What's our approach? So again, we make our shtadlus. We get those jobs. We can. You know, we try our best to do whatever we can. But to remember, you know what? If for whatever reason, if for whatever reason we have 22 guys, we're down to 19 now, so three guys might have bailed out of the shtadlus. It's a good way to test. I can only test who's really here. I just don't remember who signed up. But if 19 guys in June's mind, I should have told him, we've never had 19 guys. We've never had 22 guys in June's mind. So maybe there's purpose saying, you know what, fellas, you know, this summer's on me. This summer's because I can like him. A little bit more because I can like him through my own time. What it'll be, I have no idea. I can't guarantee it. The Rosham can't guarantee. So right now, we have a great opportunity to learn. I'm going to make it through now, make it through the summer, make it through next year. Nobody knows. But one thing we know is that a great way to prepare for our parnasa is to do a little bit of Torah. I'm not saying to learn Torah, I'm an ash to get rich. Number one, that's Shlomo Shmanim to a private work. But in Kozat, you can learn Torah knowing full well that right now, Bashar Sham, they're doing the best possible preparation for the world of parnasa. So you remember the bracha that I don't know if my bracha can combat the claw, but that's not the lechem. But the bracha gives the bracha. The bracha himself says I'm going to mitigate the claw a little bit. Give everybody a bracha. She continues in matzliach in the limud haTorah. Continue to shine away. And we'll have a little bit of all of our nasa comes your way. A little bit of bracha bless you. It shouldn't be too difficult and all for you to bear. And she continued to be blessed in many both maybe I should remember. Okay, let's say those who have a chance to try to go on to the Hespedim, which is starting momentarily. And tomorrow we'll continue with the grand finale of this Rakhine's triple Shakira and to try to put the final pieces together, the puzzle how this plays out for us in terms of the world of the nice. Okay, so we'll see everybody tomorrow. So back to regular schedule time tomorrow.